Oh, hey, Molly.
Hey, Yue. That sounds nice. What is it?
It's a little alphabet song I've been working on.
Ah, great. A whole new alphabet. Sam just taught me the old one.
A is for aisle. B is for delium. C is for czar. And if you see him, would you mind telling him?
Okay, now hang on a second. Yeah, aisle? Delium?
Aisle. You know, like a theater.
All right, okay. And delium.
Delium. It's a gum-like tree resin. Don't they teach you anything in that high school? Delium starts with a silent B.
All right, and then czar.
Sure, like a Russian czar. You know, everybody knows apple, ball, cat. I wanted to get in some, you know, some stranger words.
Right, I see what you're doing.
D is for gin, E for Euphrates, F is for phone, but not like when I call the ladies.
I thought phone started with a P, like a PH. And who are you? Which ladies are you calling exactly?
No ladies in particular, especially not ones that start with F. No, it's phone, F-O-H-N. It's a kind of wind.
I know what you mean by wind.
G for gnarly, I for irk, H is for hour, J for jalapenos, good in either corn or flour tortillas.
Nice rhyme.
K is for knick-knack. L is for llama.
Bram-a-lam-a-ding, what's so strange about llama?
Well, llama, it starts with two L's.
What's the second one for?
I don't know.
I know. Loser!
M for mnemonic. N is for domo. O is for Ouija board. You ever used a Ouija board?
No, they're way too creepy for me. I can't do that, no.
P for pneumonia, pterodactyl, and psychosis. Q is for cat.
Okay, Q. Cat. What?
Yeah, it's a Q-A-T. It's an evergreen shrub. It's a perfect Scrabble word. Words with friends, too. Because it's a Q with no U, and there's not many of those.
You have too much time on your hands.
R is for argyle.
No, it isn't.
Oh, well, you're right. I couldn't find a good R word. S is for Saar, a lovely German river. T for tsunami, a wave that makes me quiver. U is for earn, but not like earning money. V for resemblance from French and therefore kind of funny. Do you take French yet?
No, maybe next year.
That's a whole nother alphabet.
Oh,
w
great.
For wren, wrinkly and who. X is for Xi'an, an ancient Chinese city. True.
Ancient Chinese city, huh? Yeah, my uncle, some hotshot.
Y is for Iparite, a very nasty gas. And Z's the final letter, and by final, I mean last.
All right, and for the benefit of our family and friends, you do mean Z, right?
Oh, sure. But I like Z, you know? Because there's actually a whole lot more letters than just the 26 we know.
There are?
Yeah, there's the whole Dr. Seuss On Beyond Zebra with Yuzmatuz and Framajam and all sorts of weird letters, so... You know, you guys just have to think outside the box.
Yeah, a box with an R.
Yeah, and tie it up with a bow. B-E-A-U-X, like French.
Yeah.
Bows. Mm-hmm. Bows. Or bows, like the speakers, B-O-S-E.
Oh, bows, see? Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Thinks outside the box. B-A-C-C-H-S, you know, like the composer.
Yeah, done.